我们来看约翰福音的第二章。
Listen to Gospel John chapter two。
第二章开始啊，就记载主耶稣他开始的宣道工作。
Start from John chapter two, he talks about the ministry of Jesus。
首先，他在加利利的工作。
First of all, his work in Galilee。
我们来看第二章。
Chapter two。
第二章记载的两件事情。
In chapter two, there are two incidents recorded.
第一件事情从第一节到十一节。
The first one is from verse 1 to verse 11.
记载的主耶稣参加的在迦拿的一场婚姻的筵席。
It was about a wedding in Cana.
地点是在迦拿。
It was, this wedding happened in Cana.
大概是在加利利海的西边。
It's in the west of Galilean, Galilean Sea.
离这个拿撒勒北边大概差不多九迈。
It's about 9 miles north of Nazareth.
那主耶稣的母亲，还有主耶稣，跟他的门徒都被邀请去赴这个筵席。
Jesus' mother, along with Jesus and his disciples, were invited for this wedding.
这个当时他们犹太人娶亲，他们婚礼是很隆重
的。According to the Jewish tradition, it was a very great event to hold a wedding.
而且时间大概是一个星期之久。
And usually the wedding lasts for about a week.
那主人必须要好好的招待前来参加的客人。
The host of the wedding must try their best to entertain all the guests.
如果没有好好的招待，是很严重的错误，甚至可以告上犹太公会法庭。
And it would be a very serious mistake if the host failed to entertain the guest to the point that the guest can sue them in the synagogue.
这是他们当时的文化。
That's their culture.
那在这里，他们遇到了危机啊。
In the wedding, they have run into a problem.
就是他们请客的酒，主人请客的酒他们用完了。
That the host had used up all the wine.
那对我们现在来讲很简单，电话拿起来马上就是有人送过来了。
It might be simple for us to solve the problem. Just pick up the phone and call someone to deliver more wine.
在当时可不是这么方便。
However, at that time, it's not as convenient.
他们来招待。客人喝的酒可能之前就酿好了，或者是之前就想办法去买去储存了。
That all the wine served to the guests must be prepared before the wedding.
那这下子酒不够了，你要临时去找酒，可能也找不到。就算找得到，也没有办法给那么多人来尽情享用。
That now they ran out of wine.That there is no way for them to collect or try to purchase more wine. Even they do, it would not be enough for all these guests.
所以我们可想而知，主人遇到的困难有多大。
Therefore, we can imagine how big the trouble it is.
那不单只是没有礼貌、失礼的问题而已。
Not only the host.Had failed to entertain the guests.
以当时他们犹太人的文化来讲，这也是相当严重的过失。
And according to the Jewish tradition, this is a big failure.
那怎么办
？So what do they do?
在这个时候，主耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚，她来找耶稣。
At this time, Mary, mother of Jesus, came to him.
她求耶稣。告诉耶稣说他们酒用完了。
And she told Jesus that they used up all the wine.
主耶稣回答他母亲呢。
And here Jesus replied to his mother.
我的时候还没有到。
And he said, My time has not yet come.
然后玛利亚，她吩咐仆人，凡耶稣所教导、所指示的任何的事情，你们要照着去办理。
Then his mother Mary said to the servant, "Do whatever he tells you."
六到八节
from verse 6 to verse 8,
耶稣的处理。
This is the solution of Jesus.
耶稣叫当时的这些仆人把在门口用来洗客人脚洁净用的这个石缸，把它 动水加满了。
And Jesus commanded the servant to fill waters into the jars.
哦，那一口石缸大概可以装到20到30加仑的水。
In each jar, they can fill about 20 to 30 gallons of water.
六口石缸可以最多可以装到180加仑的水。
And there were six jars in front of the place that they can fill about 180 gallons.
就叫仆人把它拿去给管筵席的这个人啊。
Then Jesus commanded the servant to draw some water for the banquet master.
管筵席的他一喝，哪里来的好酒啊？
Then the banquet master tasted the water and he commented, "This is such a good wine."
所以就去找新郎了。
Therefore, the banquet master found the bridegroom.
告诉他说人一般的人呢、啊，都是把最好的摆前面他客人呢、啊、喝的差不多了，不够了，还把那个二等的次好的摆上来啊。
The banquet master said to the bridegroom, said, usually people serve the best wine up front until the customers are drunk, then they serve the lower quality wine.
但是你们却把这个好酒放到现在才拿出来。
Why do you reserve the good wine until this moment?
主耶稣用水变成酒。
Jesus Christ transformed water into wine.
不但解了主人的这个困难
，that not only he solved the problem of the host，
他也借着这个神迹来显出荣耀来
，also through this miracle to manifest his glory，
叫他的门徒相信他
，so that his disciples believe in him。
这个是这一段在迦拿变水为酒的神迹。
And here is the miracles in Cana how Jesus Christ turned water into wine。
这边特别说。这是主耶稣所行的第一件神迹。
In verse 11, he said that this is the first miracle of him.
那从这一段主耶稣所行的神迹里头，我们也可以得到很多宝贵的教训。
From this miracle that Jesus Christ performed, there are many wonderful teachings that we can learn.
这个神迹是主耶稣所行的第一个神迹。
This is the first miraculous sign that Jesus Christ performed.
第一次总是是最宝贵的。
The first is always the most precious.
耶稣把他最宝贵的这个第一次所行的这个神迹是行在一个婚礼上面。
The first miracle that Jesus performed happened in a wedding.
去解决一对青年人他们人生刚要开始这个婚礼上。
It happened in a wedding for two young men.And trying to start their life.
有人说啊
，couple，
有人说这个人的婚姻就好像这个美酒一样。
And someone comment that our marital life is like a delicious wine.
是用真情、用真爱去酿造的。
It was prepared with love.
但曾几何时我们的婚姻生活。也如同这一场婚礼一样，遇到酒用尽的时刻。
However, sometimes in our marital life, we ran into the situation as in here that we use up all the wine.
情已尽，缘已了。
That we feel we have used up all the love, and they are nothing entangled.
再也没有感觉。
There are no more feeling.
周而复始的，就是重复那一些枯燥乏味的家居生活。
That day after day, every day becomes a routine and boring marital life.
难道我们人生就如同这场婚礼遇到这样的一个困境就结束了？
Is our marital life just like this wedding that run into a trouble and ended like this?
还好这场婚宴有耶稣在。
Fortunately, in this wedding, Jesus Christ is in there.
所以我们的家庭如果有耶稣基督参与在里头。
Therefore, if Jesus Christ is in our family,
这样的神迹也会在我们的平凡的这个婚姻生活里头转变成这个像美酒，像那个耶稣所变更好的酒来的甘醇。
Then our planned marital life can be transformed into the delicious wine, like how Jesus transformed water into wine.
所以这个也让我们看出说主耶稣是愿意跟我们一起同乐的主。
From here we see how Jesus Christ who is willing to enjoy with us.
我们对主的认识啊，往往是很严肃的。
Usually our impression toward the Lord is that he is a solemn Lord, very serious.
他来世上传扬福音。
He came to the world to preach the gospel.
拯救灵魂。
To save the soul.
这都是很严肃的事情。
All this sound very serious.
主耶稣啊，关心我们肉体的需要。
But we know that Jesus cares. He cares about our need.
愿意跟我们一起同乐。
He is willing to enjoy with us.
暗中来解决我们的困难。
And in secret, He solves our problem.
所以我们应当时时刻刻请耶稣来赴我们的筵席。
Therefore, we shall invite Jesus Christ to attend our banquet all the time.
快乐的时候要想到耶稣。
When we enjoy our life, we must remember Jesus.
不要老是只是有所求，遇到困难的时候才主啊，主啊。
We should not wait only until we are in trouble and then cry out to the Lord.
再来，从这个神迹里头，我们也看到人的有限跟神的无限。
From this miracle, we also see the limitation of man and also the power of the Lord.
我们刚谈到说，犹太人他们的婚姻，婚礼大概一个礼拜之久。
As we mentioned earlier, the wedding for the Jews lasts about 1 week.
想必啊。 这一家人，这一对新人，一定是费尽心思筹备了很久。
And I believe this new couple must put in all the effort to plan for this wedding.
但是酒仍然用尽。
However, with all this planning, they still ran out of the wine.
人是有限。
Men are limited.
我们可以计划。
We can plan.
但是往往事实不一定如同我们的计划一样周详。
However, things might not always turn the way that we planted.
往往有很多的万一啊。
There are always accidents.
所以人是有限的。
Men are very limited.
怎么样解决人的有限?
How do we resolve our limitation?
说我们去保险吧。
For example, we can have insurance.
那个投保，什么保都给他保了。
That we can buy premium for all different types of insurance.
我们就可以高枕无忧了。
Then we can relax and be easy.
保险公司人经常这么说啊。
That's what the insurance agent tell you.
说这个戏不好啊，可以NG重来的。
If when you are shooting a movie that's not good, you can start all over.
那梦不好啊，你还可以醒过来。
If the dream is not good, you can try to wake up.
但是人生不彩排啊，也不重来的。
However, your life you cannot restart or live twice.
来，赶快保险吧。
Therefore, why don't you just buy insurance from me?
我们想想看，所有的保险都是事情发生之后，才能发生功效。
But come to think of it, insurance only works after something happened to you.
我们有没有希望我们的人生出了问题来享受这个保险主带来的好处？
Do we want to enjoy the benefit of the insurance by allowing something bad happen to us?
没有人愿意这样。
No one wants that to happen.
所以人的补救往往都是事情发生之后。
Therefore, we can only do things after accident happened.
这就是人的有限。
That's the limitation of man.
有限的人生需要无限的神，无限的主来帮助。
Therefore, our limited life, we need the unlimited God to help us.
所以当主 施行他的大能,
when the Lord manifests His power,
把门口那六口石缸全部变成酒。
That in here he transformed old 6 jars of water into wine.
看你们多会喝。
And we'll see how much you can drink.
所以主耶稣在这个时候满足。 当时人们的需要，解决主人的困难。
At this time, Jesus Christ satisfied the need, all the needs of the guests, and resolved the problem of the host.
当我们心力耗竭的时候，力量殆尽的时候，也不要忘记要来到主的面前来祈求。
When we are exhausted and feel desperate, do not forget that we can come to the Lord and pray to Him.
再来，从这个神迹也让我们看到人的赐好。 跟神的最好。
And in this miracle, we also can compare the the lower quality of man and the higher quality from God.
当管筵席的人喝了那水所变的酒,
when the banquet master tasted the water that was transformed to wine,
对新郎说, 人家都把事, 都是把这个最好先摆前面了, 你们怎么把最好的放后面?
Then he said to the bridegroom that usually people serve the best and then serve the lower, the less later.
任何的, 这个行业, 他们的服务啊, 总是会把最好的摆前面,
that in all kind of servers or any kind of business, they try to provide you the best from.
但是, 人们对于这个最好的, 往往也是啊, 会越来越淡, 越来越无味, 越来越衰退。
However, even you are trying to serve the best or the choice, it gets more plant and becomes less tasteful.
人生经常就是这样子。
And that's our life.
花无百日红。
That you cannot expect the flower to blossom every day.
最漂亮的时候你买回来, 它没几天就衰残就凋谢。
Even though you buy the flower at the most beautiful moment, after a few days, it withered.
婚姻也是这样子。
In the same token, this is the marital life.
小弟最近在整理照片, 我看到小弟跟太太结婚那时候的样子。
Recently, I was arranging my photo album, and I found pictures of my wedding.
只能用四个字形容, 叫做感慨万千。
And the only way I can describe it is, I was speechless.
人就是这样, 会老会衰残。
That indeed, people grow older.
但是在这里耶稣说啊, 他要把那个最好的给我们。
But in here, Jesus promised that he will give us the best.
来取代我们这个不好的次好,
to replace the cheaper or the one that we have.
会让我们的人生啊, 是越来越好。
That allows us to improve, and, to improve in our life.
我们来看哥林多后书,
2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书，我们请看四章的十六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16.
16到17节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. 16, therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. 17. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
这就是神所要给我们的最好的。
This is the best.
肉体啊, 会随着我们的年纪一天一天的衰残。
Our physical body corrupts away as we get older.
但是神给我们的心灵啊, 就是一天一天的更新。
However, this heart that God granted to us renewed day by day.
所以从 这个神迹也让我们看到说人的次好跟神的最好。
That from this miracle we can compare the choice and the cheaper.
信靠神能够越来越好。
If you believe in God, then you shall have better and you shall be better and better.
家庭越来越相爱。
There are more love in the family.
人生越来越有价值。
And the life becomes more valuable.
我们的侍奉也越来越甘甜。
And our servitude becomes sweeter.
激动无比的荣耀。
It is a glory that we can receive.
那在这一个神迹里头, 让我们还看到另外一点, 就是人的时候跟主的时候。
There's another point we can see in this miracle, which is man's time and God's time.
当这个玛利亚和耶稣肉身的母亲, 告诉耶稣说他们的酒用完了。
When Mary said to Jesus that they have used up all the wine.
耶稣说母亲我与你有什么相干, 我的时候还没有到。
And here says, dear woman, why do you involve me? My time has not yet come.
神有神的时候,
God has his time.
绝对不会因为人, 的威胁也好的诱的这个请求啦各方面而来改变。
God's time would not be affected by man's either pleading or threatening.
以赛亚书的55章, 八节九节说
，In Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 and verse 9，
说神说我的意念非同你们的意念。
I say my will is not your will。
神的道路高过人的道路。
My way is higher above your way。
哦，所以在这里，哦，虽然玛利亚身为耶稣肉身的母亲
，In here even Mary she was the mother of Jesus in flesh，
仍然不能够改变耶稣来到世上所要行的一切。目的跟宗旨
She cannot change the purpose and the target of Jesus in his ministry.
她不能影响，更不能干预
She cannot affect, not interrupt Jesus' work.
在灵里头，她是主的使女
Because in the spirit, she was merely the servant of the Lord.
所以这个也让我们知道今天这个天主教这些教徒们，他们敬拜玛利亚，甚至高过于耶稣。
Today, as we know that the Catholicism, they worship Mary, even they worship more than Jesus Christ.
耶稣是儿子，儿子不答应，跟他妈妈讲。
They feel that if they pray to Jesus and Jesus would not agree, then let's tell his mom.
叫他妈妈跟他说。
And let's just ask his mom to talk to him.
不对。
This is not right.
那在这里我们看到，神有神的时候，人有人的时候。
From here we learn that God, man has his time and God has his own time.
我们呢，只有耐心等候神呢。
Therefore, the only thing we can do is wait for His will patiently.
神要给的总是最好。
That what God prepared for us is always the best.
而且在这个耐心等候当中，也是培养我们。不断追求明白神的旨意的最好的方法。
And in this time of patience, the time of waiting, it cultivates us to wait for God's will.
当然，从这个神迹里头，我们也看到人的顺服以及神的能力。
And from this miracle, we also see the submission of man and God's almighty power.
当这个玛利亚听了耶稣的回答
After Mary heard Jesus' reply.
她仍然很有信心地去告诉仆人。
With great faith, she talked to the servants.
等一下，耶稣告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
She said to the servant, whatever Jesus tells you to do, listen to him.
这样的信心也造就了那些仆人的信心。
Through her great faith, she also edified the servants.
所以肯顺服耶稣的指示。做任何的事情
that the servants were willing to listen to Jesus and submit to his request.
主人没酒
that the host ran out of the wine.
结果啊，你叫我去挑水，把这个洗脚用的石缸倒满水。
Now you are asking me to draw waters and pour into the water jars that were prepared for to wash the guests' feet.
还有谁要来吗？
Can you?Who else is coming to attend the wedding?
为什么要把这个洗脚用的这个水啊，把它加满呢
？Who else is coming to attend the wedding? Otherwise, why do we need to fill water into the jars?
跟没有酒是两回事。
Filling water into the jar is two different issues from running out of wine.
我们刚刚谈到说六口石缸大概180加仑。
So he said that.There are six jars, total about 180 gallons.
要把它加满水，现在来讲很简单哈、哦。这个水龙头一打开，或者接个水管来就可以了。
It's very easy to fill 180 gallon nowadays just by getting a water hose.
但在以前不一样。
However, at their time, it was different.
他们是要一桶一桶的往井里头打上来，来走回来，再倒到石缸。
They have to draw water out of the well.One bucket after another.
这些仆人们没有半句的怨言，也没有任何的疑问，就照做了。
But in here, the servant did not raise any questions or complaints. They just simply followed.
很单纯，很顺服。
Very simple, they submit.
第二个更困难的来了。
Now it's more difficult.
你把这个石缸里的水舀去给管筵席的喝。
然后 Jesus say to them, get the water and give it to the banquet master.
这些仆人啊，如果信心不够，就会问耶稣说：“你要我去找挨打骂挨是不是？”
And if the servant did not have enough faith, she will then question Jesus and say, "Are you trying to get the banquet master yell at me?"
但是没有酒，你叫我拿水去给他。
Now we are running out of wine. Why do you ask me to take water to the banquet master?
没有半点疑问就送过去。
But here, without any question, the servant took the water to the banquet master.
结果就成就了这一件神迹。
And because of this, a great miracle occurred.
所以每一个环节啊，都是不可缺少的。
That it takes everything, every step for this miracle to happen.
关键在于人的顺服。
And the key point is the submission of man.
所以今天为什么我们说啊，好像都没有什么神的能力彰显，没有神的神迹啊显明。
Today we often say that we don't see the work of God, the mighty hand of God in the church.
看看这一段就晓得了。
When we look at this this session, and then we will understand.
我们完全的顺服吗？
Do we fully submit under His hand?
我们真的有信心吗？
Do we have such a great faith?
真的顺服往往是神彰显他神迹，啊，彰显他能力的必备条件。
Most of the time, man's faith is the criteria for God to manifest His power.
换句话说，我们在求神来改变我们外在的环境，我们先要调整我们内在的心境。
In the other word, when we pray and ask God to change our environment, we have to first of all change our heart.
那最后，这个神迹所带来的果效。
Lastly, the effect of this miracle.
不但显出耶稣的荣耀，也让他的门徒信他。
And here it says, this miracle not only manifests the glory of Jesus, at the same time, his disciples put their faith in him.
这也告诉我们说，体验可以增加我们对神的信心。
And here tells us that our spiritual experience can help us to put our faith in him.
信仰绝对不是理论，或者是学说的堆积。
Our belief is not a pile of theories.
它是生命，是生活。
It is our life.
所以我们同样的。 我们要借着生活的体验去领受这个生命。
Therefore, through the experience we have our life, we can receive this faith.
这是迦拿的这个神迹给我们的道理。
This is the teaching from the wedding in Cana.
那从这个12节到最后的25节。
From verse 12.
13节。
From verse 13 to verse 25.
谈到主耶稣另外所行的一件事，就是洁净圣殿。In
here, Jesus Christ cleans the temple.
在逾越节的时候，耶稣上耶路撒冷去。In
the feast of Passover, Jesus Christ went to Jerusalem.
看见店里头啊，有卖牛、卖羊、卖鸽子的，还有兑换零钱的。
That he saw there are people selling ox, lambs, and dove, and also money exchanger.
耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把这些通通赶出去。
Therefore, Jesus takes some rope to make into a whip and cast all these people out.
不要把我父的殿当成做买卖的地方。
He said that do not turn my father's house into a market.
门徒就想起圣经上在诗篇69篇那边所记载的，我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
Then his disciple remembered that was recorded in Psalm chapter 69, said that zeal for your house will consume me.
所以当主耶稣做了这件事,
after Jesus Christ did this,
想必也引起很大的轰动,
that he caused a great astonishment in Jerusalem.
所以当时这些犹太人就来问耶稣,
at this time, the Jews came to Jesus.
说你做的这个事情啊,
And he said that you have done this.
那你还要显什么神迹给我们看呢？
What miraculous signs can you show us to prove your authority?
为什么犹太人会这样问耶稣？
Why did the Jews ask Jesus in this way?
因为圣殿会变成耶稣所看到的那个样子，做买卖，兑换零钱。
The reason the temple, the holy temple, was turned into a market.
就是他们。
Because at that time it was authorized by the priest. It was authorized by the priest and also the Pharisees.
为什么会有这个事情?
How would they allow such a thing to happen?
哦，因为圣经要求献祭哦，一定要无残疾。
Because according to the regulation in the Bible, the offer, the sacrifice must be unblemished.
哦，你看这些犹太人哦，大老远的牵着牛、牵着羊、带着鸽子来，说不定走到一半呢。这牛生病了，或者羊跌倒了、受伤了，那这样就不能献祭啊。
That it would be very difficult for the Jews to go all the way to Jerusalem, along with them either an ox or a sheep or a dog.
哦，所以间接的哦，就在这个圣殿周围啊，就有人提供这样的服务。
Therefore, there are people provide such a service around the holy temple.
给大家方便
，just to make everyone more convenient.
这不是不对。
Of course, this is not wrong.
那为什么要兑换零钱呢
？And why do they do why do they do money exchange?
当时这个他们是被罗马帝国所殖民。
At that time, they were colonized by the Roman Empire.
他们的钱上面有什么？有该撒的像。
And in their on their coin, there is the image of Caesar.
这个是偶像，所以不能够献祭的。
That because there's an image,
不能够奉献
there's an image on the coin, so that was an idol that cannot be be offered.
因为这个犹太人他们认为这是献给真神。
The Jewish belief that could be considered as a blasphemy.
所以他们必须要兑换成古时候的钱币。
Therefore, they must exchange the money into the ancient coin.
才能够来奉献用。
That's the only way that they were allowed for. That's allowed for offering.
那严格说起来，这也没有什么不对。
Strictly speaking, there was nothing wrong here.
那为什么耶稣会这么生气
？Why was Jesus so angry?
两个原因。
There were two reasons.
一个原因呢
？The first.
这些人会跑到圣殿，当然不可能在内院哦，可能是在外邦人院。
Of course, those merchants, they were not in the inner court.
为什么会做买卖做到这个店里面来？可想而知啊，当时的这些宗教领袖允许他们，那想必啊也从他们当中拿了好处
了。So we can imagine that they were allowed to do business in the holy temple. The spiritual leader, the priest, they must also take some the rebates.
这是耶稣责备的。
This is one of the reasons that Jesus Christ rebuked them.
那再来耶稣在这边讲说是我父的殿。
And here Jesus Christ said, this is the temple of my father.
告诉我们这他跟天父亲密的关系。
And here we see the intimate relationship between him and the father in heaven.
以及弥赛亚救主的身份。
And also the status of Messiah.
所以耶稣把他们赶走。
That's why Jesus Christ cast them out.
对当时的这些犹太人来讲，耶稣你仿佛定了一个新的规矩。
To the Jews at that time, Jesus Christ set up a new rule.
我们很久以来都是在这边做买卖。
For all this time, we do business in here.
老板都不讲话了。
And you see,
你这个新来的怎么？遇见这么多
，and you see that even the priests, the Pharisees, they didn't say a word. Why are you troubling us?
你有没有公文
？Then they asked Jesus, is there any paperwork, any authorization?
你能请什么神迹给我们看？如果证明你就是那个先知，你就是传说中的那个老板那个弥赛亚，那当然你说了就算。
And of course, the Jews asked them that why don't you perform some miracle to prove that you are the Messiah, the legendary Messiah. If so, then we will of course listen to you.
所以这里啊，犹太人要耶稣拿证据出来。
And here, Jesus, the Jews want Jesus Christ to prove himself.
所以耶稣就以自己的身体为殿来对他们说。
And here, Jesus Christ prophesies with his toward his own body.
拆毁这殿你们拆毁这殿，我三日要再建立起来。
Then Jesus Christ replied, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days."
对当日的这些人来讲，他们当然听不懂了。
Of course, to them, they did not understand.
这殿呢是建了46年了。
They thought that they spent 46 years to build the holy temple.
这个殿是在西元前啊，主前的十九年大祭律下令来建殿。
This temple was built 19 BC by Great King Herod.
这个是西元64年啊，主后64年啊才建成。
And it was completed 64 AD.
但六年后啊就被罗马提多将军放火烧掉了。
Only 6 years after they built the Holy Temple, it was burned down by Roman general Titus.
46年才建起来的，那想必啊是非常的气派雄伟。
They took 40 years to build this magnificent temple.
好，但耶稣说啊，拆毁之后3天就要再重建起来。
But Jesus Christ said, "You tear down the temple, I shall rebuild in 3 days."
耶稣在讲的殿跟当时犹太人所想的殿是不一样。
The temple that Jesus Christ referred to was different than that of the Jews.
耶稣是以他身体为殿。
Jesus Christ was referring to his own body.
是跟他死后3日要复活的这件事情说的。
He referred to how he would die and resurrect in 3 days.
所以他的门徒啊，在事后啊，主耶稣死里复活啊，就想起这一段。
That after Jesus Christ resurrected from the tomb, his disciples thought about this.
就相信圣经还有主所说的话。
Then they believed the scriptures and the word of Jesus.
主耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候行了神迹。
And when Jesus Christ observed the Passover in Jerusalem, he performed miracles.
很多人看了神迹就来信主。
Many people came and believed in him.By the miracles.
但是耶稣却不把自己交托给他们。
But here says he did not entrust himself to them.
因为他知道众人心里所存的。
For he knew all men.
换句话说，这个看到神迹才来相信的，不是很靠得住。
In the other word, those who believe only after seeing a miracle is not the faith is not deeply rooted.
对当时很多犹太人来讲，他们都是要求看神迹才愿意相信。
For many Jews at that time, they only believe if they can see a miracle.
所以这种看神迹才相信的信仰是肤浅的。
Therefore, the faith built upon miracle is not rooted.
耶稣啊，不把他交托信托在这些人的身上。
That in here Jesus Christ would not entrust himself to them.
从这一段里头啊，我们主耶稣洁净圣殿，我们也提出一些教训来学习。
Now we would like to bring out some points that we can learn from.
首先谈到第一点，就是人的方便跟神的要求。
The first point is the convenience of man versus the requirement of God.
刚刚乔弟说过，照律法的规定，要献上的是无残疾的。
As I mentioned earlier, according to the laws, they have to offer unblemished sacrifice.
所以允许他们在圣殿附近应该是要比较远不可以到殿里头来在圣殿附近可以来做服务的服务百姓工作。
Therefore, it was allowed to provide such a service from some distance, if it's a distance from the Holy Temple.
那现在却跑到圣殿里头来了。
However, now the merchants that they were doing business in the Holy Temple
违背了神所要求的敬虔。
It was against God's rules.
甚至借此来牟利。
That they try to make a profit out of it.
以敬虔做得利的门路
，through the sincerity of man, they try to earn the profit.
失去了拜神的真正意义
，that they lost the true meaning and purpose of God worshiping.
所以在今日的我们来说也一样
，for us today,
我们不能够因为一时的方便
，we can for our own convenience,
就改变了神的话
，we cannot change God's words just for our convenience.
其他的这个基督教会
，For example, the other denomination,
也不守安息日
，They no longer keep the Holy Sabbath,
改到礼拜天去了
，They have changed the Sabbath day to Sunday,
为了人的欢乐，
it is more for the pleasure of man.
就设置设了很多的节庆。
For the pleasure of man, they also set up many festivals or holidays.
像这个圣诞节啦，复活节啦。
For example, the Christmas and also the Easter.
为了人的方便。
All these are for the convenience of man.
洗礼也可以改掉。
They can even change the method of baptism.
这个有一次好像一跟一个其他教会的其他基督教会的执事在谈。
Once I had a conversation with a deacon from other denomination.
我问他说你们教会是怎么样洗礼。
And I asked him, how does your church perform baptism?
他说看牧师嘛。
And he said, it depends on the pastor.
那牧师如果是这个滴水礼的长老会毕业的那就用滴的嘛。
If the pastor graduates from Presbyterian, then he sprinkles.
那如果牧师是这个浸信会神学院毕业的，那大家就浸吧。
That if the minister or the pastor is from the baptismal church, then they will immerse into water.
但是要在会堂里头浸。
And of course, they have to dig a pool in the chapel.
还是在院子里头浸。
Or they want to have baptism in the backyard.
还是要到河边去浸。
Or go to the river.
随便嘛
，It's really up to the pastor.
看天气嘛，看大家方便。
The weekend it depends on the weather, also depends on everyone's preference.
如果天气太冷还可以加一点热水。
And of course, if it's too cold, we can put some hot water in there.
这个我们有信徒从其他教会来信的，他还帮人家烧过这个洗礼用的热水。
And this is true because one of our church members who came from other denominations.
这个还要信仰好的才可以烧哦。
That he used to be in charge of boiling water for the baptism.
这个执事还问我说，这不过是一个仪式而已嘛，这个干嘛那么认真
？And this deacon from other denomination told me that this is just a formality. Why are you so serious about it?
你看。他们把它当一个入教的仪式，而不是赦罪的一个功效。
Because they treat this only as a formality, a ritual for entering into a church. They never thought about the redemption of sin.
圣餐也是一样。
Same apply to the Holy Communion.
葡萄汁喝起来不刺激嘛？
葡
萄酒比较好。
They feel that the grape juice doesn't taste good enough. Let's try grape wine.
无效饼硬硬的不好吃，改成面包嘛。
And unleavened bread doesn't taste good. Let's just try a regular bread.
人的方便。
Just for the convenience of man.
要神让步啊。
Now we want God to change His rule for our convenience.
这是主耶稣为什么要洁净圣殿。
This is the reason that Jesus Christ cleaned the Holy Temple.
第二个。
Second.
从主耶稣洁净圣殿，我们可以看到说人的妥协跟主的坚持。
From here we see the compromise of man versus the persistence of God.
相信这些做买卖的不是一下子就进到圣殿里头啊。
Now I believe that the merchants did not start doing their business inside the holy temple.
一定是慢慢靠近。
However, they probablymove closer and closer gradually.
最后都跑到圣殿里面。
Eventually, they end up inside the temple.
同样的
，same token.
今天呢，我们对于圣经的吩咐，对于真理的持守，也不能够妥协。
Today, we cannot compromise in observing the truth.
在救恩的真理上。
In the truth about related to salvation,
在我们的信仰生活上
，in our life of belief,
它不能够妥协。
We can never compromise.
罗德是怎么样进到所多玛里面
？How is Lot end up in the city of Sodom?
创世纪十三章的十二节说是渐渐挪移帐篷啊。
In Genesis chapter 13, it described how he slowly moved his tent closer to the Sodom and Gomorrah.
犯罪也是这样啊。
The same way applied to sin.
渐渐的，陷在情欲里头。
That slowly, step by step, we were trapped into our lust.
对我们年轻的弟兄姐妹来讲
，For the young brothers and sisters,
我们在婚姻的事上要坚持。
We have to, we can never compromise in our marriage.
不要轻易的妥协。
We cannot easily compromise. 对嘛。And we cannot use the excuse that the other person never say no.
他不反对也并不代表他就赞成哎。
That even he or she did not say no, that doesn't mean that doesn't mean a yes.
他不阻挡嘛。
Or we can say that oh he didn't try to stop.
他不阻挡并不代表他很支持啊。
That doesn't mean, however, didn't try to stop doesn't mean that doesn't mean very supportive.
不要。轻易的妥协
，We cannot compromise。
好，那从这一个啊，主耶稣洁净圣殿的行为当中，最后我们可以看到人的心意跟主的目的。
And lastly, from the cleaning of the holy temple, we can see the heart of man versus the purpose of God。
哦，很多人因为看到耶稣所行的神迹，所以信了耶稣。
Many people came to believe because of the miracle that Jesus performed。
耶稣却不把自己交给他。
But Jesus Christ did not entrust himself to them.
主不会因为有很多的支持者就迷失了方向，忘记了来到世上的目的。
Jesus Christ never lose his purpose, never lose his purpose or forget the purpose he came to the world just because there are many people follow him.
今天我们也一样哦。
Today we must do the same.
不要因为我们个人的成就，因为我们个人的成就，就忘了。神当时选到我们的目的。
We cannot forget the reason that God called upon us, because we have a successful life.
让我们的服事哈，只剩下是为了理想，为了观念。
We cannot serve the Lord only out of a very vague thoughts.
失去了跟同工之间的和睦。
Lost the harmony between the co-workers.
失去了只为耶稣的精神。
We can never lose this heart that we work and suffer for Christ.
以上啊，就是在这个第二章里头给我们的教训。
This is a teaching in John chapter 2.